Maybe we should just mute and sit and relax so we can get into a wonderful space to hear Lori's wonderful talk today. So invite you for just about 5 minutes to relax, get comfy, close your eyes if you want, and just listen and let yourself go and open up to the wonderful words we're about to hear.
Thank you.
now, everybody, I'm sure you're very eager to hear the words of Lori, but whoever is to introduce her, I know her well and I can't wait, but I'll turn it over to who's ever in charge of the meeting now.
I guess that would be me. We are working with the book, Can We Talk to God? By Ernest Holmes. And the chapter that Lori is talking about this time is called The Unity of God and the Individual. Reverend Dr. Lori Bolster is an interfaith minister. She came up through the ranks as a science of mind practitioner. Her PhD is in something transcendent. I forget exactly what the words were, but something wonderful. And her career has been in translating for people who are hearing impaired and doing sign language education for people who want to be part of that community. And I just saw the movie Coda, and it gave me a powerful understanding that I didn't have about the deaf community and the way people are able to communicate with each other and with the world. So Lori has been contributing to that world for many decades, and she is a real asset for us to have as a guest speaker today, and a good friend of mine that I used to play cribbage with every week and just love. So I'm drinking coffee with Lori today. So here's Lori.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am delighted to be here. I hope we have a good time. We're going to do some little bit of different things here. I mentioned videos earlier. For anybody on a phone, I want to let you know that the only thing that is on the video are song lyrics. So you're not really going to miss anything. Unless the only thing is if you can't catch something. That's what the lyrics are for. So yes, we're talking about unity of God and the individual. It sounds like there's at least one person here who is a little bit newer to this group, if not a little bit more new to the whole concept of that everything is the same thing. It's all part of this one creative force, this one thing. There's no beginning or end. The same as in if there's a drop in the ocean, the drop is of the ocean and the ocean is of the drop. And that's a metaphor, but it's also a true thing about everything, that everything goes to the ends of the wherever or beyond, and we're just of it, and only this part and the ocean are made out of stardust. And so stardust clumps together in different ways all over everywhere the universe, and now they're discovering galaxies beyond, you know, what, hundreds of thousands, millions of galaxies beyond, because this new telescope they put up and activated a few months ago can see way past the Hubble telescope. And it's like, what? You know, my little mind just can't hardly get there. It's just mind. And so anyway, it's all just made out of whatever, and it's all made out of the same stuff, and here we are. So I'm gonna, and today is all three together. Ramadan, Passover, and Easter are all happening right now, which is unusual. There have been times I remember when Ramadan happened in September, and Passover moves, different cultures use different calendars. The Chinese New Year shifts and changes. And so anyway, I'm gonna read to you. Actually, this is from the chapter before the one I'm talking about. The one I'm talking about is pretty straightforward regarding, yep, it's all one, and then it's all one, therefore, between the individual and this creative force that is everything. So this is from this book, and here we go. The Ethics of Buddha, the Morals of Confucius, the Beatitudes of Jesus, together with the deductions of other great minds, constitute viewpoints of life which should not be overlooked. The mystical concepts of the ancient sages of China keep faith with the sayings of Eckhart or Underhill. The deep thoughts of ages past are reworded in Emerson's essays. And wherever deep cries unto deep, deep answers deep. And then all of us seek some relationship to this universal mind, the oversoul, or the eternal spirit, which we call God, that we are living in a spiritual universe, which includes the material or physical universe, has been a conclusion of the deepest thinkers of every age, that this spiritual universe must be one of pure intelligence and perfect life, dominated by love, by reason, and by the power to create, seems to be an inevitable conclusion. It has been written that the truth will make us free, provided we know the truth, and we note that the evolution of humankind's consciousness brings with it the acquisition of new powers and higher possibilities. So basically, all these spiritual practices and beliefs are combining in this understanding on some level, and that this understanding and being able to become part of this creative force is kind of a conscious evolutionary process in consciousness. As people become aware, then we can make use of this more and more. If life is seriously hard scrabble and you're eating, you know, dirt, because that's just life at the moment, it's tough to get to there, especially if you haven't heard these concepts. But some people do get there. And, you know, we refer over and over again to Viktor Frankl's statement that it didn't matter what happened to him in that concentration camp, didn't matter what he saw, heard, felt, didn't matter. They could do whatever they wanted with the physicalness of the situation and his own body, but they cannot tell him how to respond, how to feel. And so we get to choose. We get to do this. And so all these spiritual practices, there are some commonalities. And one of them is that there's an acknowledgement of this creative force, and that, you know, love other people as yourself. Those are teachings of Jesus. You know, acknowledge your the Father, God the Father, and love others as yourself, which implies that you need to pay attention and take care of yourself, but only enough so that then you can, you know, help others along the way in this lifetime. Because what on earth are we doing here? This is just beats me. I don't know where this came from. The physicists and other people are figuring these things out. But the why doesn't seem to be a really useful concept. Who knows why? And so we're here and we're doing the best we can, knowing that we're responsible for what we're doing with our fine minds. We get to make some choices and follow these understandings that acknowledge that this is the truth. And then what are we going to do? Well, we help each other along the path. I saw a movie recently, Don't Look Up. The scientists were trying to say there's this asteroid coming, and there's other people to say, oh, no, it's not. Other people say, oh, yes, it is. Then they figure out, well, they can vaporize this thing. We have the technology to blow it up. And so there's the faith. We're going to take care of all of us. We can do this. We're going to make it. Yeah. And then some other folks who decide, well, no, we can blow it up in a controlled manner so that we can harvest the valuable minerals that are on that asteroid. We'll bring them back to Earth and use them, and then we're going to make a lot of money. And, well, it took 24 landing vessels to do that right. And, you know, humans made those things. So there were some issues along the way, and it didn't work very well. And so here's this combination of just pure power and greed that, yeah, we could do this. And then the people at the end, sitting with family and friends, knowing what's going to happen, not knowing how, but it's going to. And gradually, as they're carrying on conversation, having a normal connection with each other, I don't remember if they said a prayer, they might have, for dinner, and then the water glass starts, and then the table and the dishes start, and they continue maintaining the loving connection among all of them right through the end of this process. And then some folks who manage to escape the earth land someplace else. Hey, 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 success, we're doing it, we made it. And things go differently there as well. And so it's just a process of love or whatever. And so if we can maintain the love, and you know, it's a matter of the, you know, today is Easter. It's when Jesus was to have arisen from the dead. And he was dead because other humans started declaring him to be king of the Jews. Well, Rome wasn't going to have that. And so that guy had to go. And they were, in the meantime, killing anybody that was kind of like that one. But this one really stood out. And so he had to go. But then what happens is love, this embodiment of love, can't kill that. Can't kill that. The embodiment of love returns. And there's the message. So we love God, everything, and we love each other and take care of each other as we're going along. So it's a lot to do with how are we living? What are we doing with our minds? Where are we going to focus? And we talk about this. And then we talk about it on Sunday, and then we go about our life. But this is the kind of thing that, you know, we need to get it into our program and into how we are about everything. And so I want to run this song. This one is about love. I'm going to see how this goes. And see if I can get this to play right. I hope it works. And if it doesn't, well, here we go. I'm not sure what you can see on your screen. I'm going to play this. Basically, I'm playing it for the lyrics. Please listen, the lyrics are only there in case you can't understand something. You can peek.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out to find where love begins. Every word of every story, every star in every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. For as long as I shall live, I will justify the love, be a witness in the silence, as words are not enough. With every breath I take, we'll give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify the love. From the mountains to the valley, from the rivers to the sea, every hand that reaches out to offer peace, every simple act of mercy, as long as I shall live, I will testify to love. I'll be a witness in the signs that says the words of love. With every breath I take, I will give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify.
Could people hear that? Could anyone see it? Video never played. All right. I don't know what about that, but mostly we want the song. All right. Moving from there, here's another one. This one brings it down into a real serious unity where noticing the love, the connection with others. And so I'm sorry you can't see it. All that's on the video is lyrics, so that's okay. We'll just go on with this one. And here we go. Hear the unity.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, in a bold world for me. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. Thank you.
Hear the unity. I'm going to make a decision. It's all about love. It's all about love. I'm making the decision that in this relationship with everything, all this stardust clumped together in these particular forms, it's all one. And it's all this creative force and says, here, look at this, look at this. It's like, it's all here for our entertainment or pleasure or learning or something. Developing, evolving who on earth we are within it. And so you get to choose. They have MRIs now that measure that if a person is watching somebody else get hurt, their brain responds as if it's happening to this person who's watching. And I know that's true for me. I cannot watch those funny videos where people fall and get hurt. I can't do it. My whole system goes, I got no reason to be watching this. And then we're supposed to laugh. Can't get to there. Really don't want to. I choose how I'm going to be in the world. I choose how I respond to the things I see. And there are different ways we can deal with things that we just flat out have no control over. All we can do is control what we're doing in our own minds and how we perceive. And there are spiritual practices. There are chants. The white Tara chant, the Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Soha, Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Soha. You can go there and you can practice some Tonglen, where you breathe in all once you're in your own comfortable, open, healthy state of mind. You can breathe in whatever is going on where your focus is and breathe out the love and the peace and the kindness and connection and compassion. And it's all about know the creative power, acknowledge and recognize it. Mm-hmm. You all, the stars know how I feel. Yeah. And here's how I'm going to get back. Here's how I'm going to be in this life, in this ocean of creation and love.